Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In fact, let me bring Todd Zielecki on now. Our baseball guy. Hi, Todd Zielecki.
Angelo, hi. How are you?
So, Todd, I had food poisoning last week, so I watched just about every pitch of every Phillies game.
Okay.
Right? It was an ill-fated attempt to constipate myself. It didn't work. All right, but here's what I observed that I found fascinating, and it directly involves you. The people surrounding the team that are involved with covering what's going on are losing their mind, all right? Tom, there was a situation. First of all, no one in the booth, Al, even Ben Davis, the nicest man, could believe Aaron Althea could get thrown out at second base by the same outfielder in the same game.
No.
Three guys got thrown out at that base.
Yeah.
Right? There was a play that's Phillies are down a run against Pittsburgh, and Gregor Blanco's up with a runner on third, and the backup catcher's next. And McCarthy goes, this might be a good opportunity to put Gregor on. He is 3-for-3. And Ben goes, yeah, I would imagine they'll do that. They pitched to him. He got a base hit. All right? Todd, Larry Anderson is on two different antidepressants as we speak. Todd, how hard is it to watch a team this bad play baseball so stupid?
It's really tough. You know, Andrew, you mentioned the Aaron Altair play. That three plays at second base, guys thrown out, trying to stretch singles into doubles. And to be honest, I didn't see what any of those guys were seeing on those plays, especially particularly the first two. That first ball the other night, Aaron Altair hit a rocket off the wall. And as a guy that plays out there, he should know that that ball hits off the wall that hard where everybody in the ballpark can hear it. I mean, just coming back to the left fielder pretty strong, and assuming they're reading the scouting reports on the left fielder, they should know he's got a really good arm. But he took off and he was out by a mile. And Odubel Herrera, I mean, I don't even know what he was thinking on that second one.
He wasn't.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
So dumb. I mean, who do I blame for this?
Yeah. I think a lot of it falls on the players, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? Like these guys should know better than to run on that guy. You know, Odubel Herrera, listen, we know what kind of player he is. He's an extremely talented hitter. He's a very good defensive player, but mentally he checks out a lot and has these moments that make you say, you know, in a big spot, in a big game, you know, say next year or 2 years from now, they're in a wild card race. It kind of makes you a little bit nervous, right? Like, is he going to make the right call? Is he going to make the right decision at the right time? I mean, those are the types of things that I think scare some people when they talk about this team and the future.
But Todd, you love baseball, right?
Yeah.
When you're watching it being played this poorly, doesn't it make you sick? Don't you say it? No, I mean, I'm looking at people. Ricky Bitalica. Have you seen him after one of these games on the post game, Todd?
Ricky tends to get a little fired up.
No, his eyes are spinning in his skull. He can't believe how, and he's fuming because he's a baseball purist. He knows how the game is played. And I just wonder if these guys are reacting this way, how are the people running the team reacting? You must have some sense for that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I think that coaching staff is at wit's end. I think Pete Maccannon is beyond frustrated at times. You know, as a reporter covering this team, it's frustrating just to have to go down there every day and ask a question about some crazy play that happened, something that wasn't executed properly. And I think the front office, I think they look at a lot of this stuff and say, well, we're certainly getting a clearer picture of who's going to be on this team and who's not going to be on this team in the future. You know, and certainly it cannot stand. Certainly there needs to be a ton of improvement with this team. But I think the good news, Angelo, is that I think in the second half, you're finally going to start seeing some of these prospects that you want to see. I think Rhys Hoskins will be up at some point.
Hold on. Cousins. I was afraid you were going to say that, Zalecki. You know, I'm trying to go easy. I've been a little tough the last few times.
We yelled at him last
That's
week.
All right.
But Klentak set me off last Friday again. Here he Todd, he's talking about bringing up the kids you just promised me are on their way. Listen to this.
I don't think we're quite there yet. I know I think with Rhys having had almost three and a half months at AAA doing what he's doing, I think he's probably knocking on the door, a little more than Kingery is at this point. And Kingery has done nothing wrong, but he's got 40, 50 at bats in AAA, so we'd like to give him some more time there. So we're not at that spot yet.
Do me a favor, Todd. The next time you're interviewing Klentak, just right in the middle, just go boo. And see if he jumps, right? He seems scared of everything. What's he afraid of? The home run derby last night, did you see the Judge 24, what he was doing? You need to bring him up to give people a chance to get excited about the future.
Well, here's what's going to happen, here's what they want to do, and this I know. They would like to trade Tommy Joseph before the end of this month.
Wow.
To clear spot for Rhys Hoskins.
Wow.
If they can find somebody, get an offer for Tommy Joseph, I think he's gone. I really do. They absolutely are open to this. Not I shouldn't say just open to it. They would like to make that happen.
They won't get much back? Will they get a lot? I mean, he is a guy with 15 homers. He's young, 26. Would they expect a lot back for him?
I would hope that they would not expect too much back. Now, the thing that where Tommy has value is certainly he hits for a lot of power, and the other thing that gives him value is that he's under team control for several more years. But in terms of, he's not considered an elite first baseman, obviously.
Right.
Even if you take away his terrible April, and remember, he had a terrible April, his numbers from May 1st on are about middle of the pack for big league first baseman.
Wow.
So you can get something of value for him. If you're a pennant contender, and particularly in an American League team, and you're looking for somebody that can hit the ball out, maybe hit sixth, seventh in your lineup, play some first place, play some DH, certainly I think Tommy Joseph will have some value. But again, you're not going to get a team's top prospect for Tommy Joseph. You might get a double-A arm, maybe a double-A bat, something like that, even a minor league prospect at a lower level for Tommy Joseph. But I think if the Phillies get one of those offers, again, I think they really want Rhys Hoskins up there. They see Rhys Hoskins as having more upside, certainly, than Tommy Joseph. Now, there is risk in that. Rhys Hoskins could come up, and he could be the next Dominic Brown and flame out, and then you've just traded Tommy Joseph away.
I don't think so. But you've got to try, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And personally, I think Rhys Hoskins can hit, and I would like to see him in the second half. Hey, I got to watch this team every day, Angela. I want to see some of these guys play and give
you
me something
too.
A little bit more
you've
interesting
reached
to write
that
about.
Point, Todd,
we're
finally.
On the same side, finally. Hey, Todd, at second base, does it make any sense to you at all that we're watching Andres Blanco out there when you could be getting some work for Kingery in the big leagues? Is it logical to you that they're wasting at-bats on a guy who's not going to be part of their future?
Well, this is the part where I get killed, because I don't think that Kingery is going to come up this year, and I actually understand why they're not going to do it.
Rule 5.
In fact, rule 5. In fact, what was amazing to me is Scott Kingery on Sunday at the Futures game said, I do not expect to be called up this season because of my Rule 5 status, which I couldn't even believe that he pays that close enough attention to it, but he does.
Well, basically what this means is you get an extra year before you have to expose him to Rule 5. Todd, if he's good, you're never going to have to worry about that. He's going to be up before his Rule 5 eligibility comes into play, isn't it?
Well, what do you mean, in the sense that he's promoted this year?
Yeah. I mean, bring him up and make him your major leaguer. You'll never have to worry about Rule 5. Well, he's going to be on your roster.
Well, here's the other thing. I think what they would all like to do, like I just mentioned with Tommy Joseph, they really do think that Scott Kingery is going to be a stud.
Yeah,
but
I do,
too. You have Cesar Hernandez at second base. Now, Cesar, before he got hurt, arguably was on pace to be the Phillies' all-star. In other words, he's one of the best everyday players on this team.
He's a good player.
I think they would like to play Cesar. When Cesar comes back, he could come back a week or two after the all-star break, maybe on this first road trip after the all-star break. They want to play him And quite frankly, I see the Phillies playing him every day the rest of the season and then trying to trade him in the offseason. You could get more for Cesar Hernandez, I guarantee you, than Tommy Joseph, and then make Scott Kingery the opening day second baseman in 2018. I absolutely could see that scenario playing out before next year. Now, that doesn't make anybody excited now because Scott Kingery is not going to be in the big leagues this season, most likely. I say that because maybe the Phillies, maybe Scott Kingery keeps hitting like crazy, and they just go, we have absolutely no choice.
I mentioned this last week.
Yeah. I like what the Cubs did a couple years ago with Chris Bryant. They kept him down until mid-April of 2015 after he had an unbelievable 2014 season. Now they basically have seven full seasons guaranteed of Chris Bryant rather than
awesome.
Six.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's wait until next – why don't we wait till Mother's Day next year to bring
Kingery
up?
I'm not saying Mother's Day. I'm saying opening day 2018 most likely.
All right. You know, you are describing the GM I have not yet met. Because this Wheeler deal you talked about is going to get rid of Joseph in the next three weeks. He's going to deal Hernandez at the end of the year. This guy's made one trade in 2 years. Giles. When the hell is he going to do something?
You're absolutely right. This is a big month. This is a big month for the Phillies front office. They held on to Jeremy Hellickson last summer.
That working out?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if they don't make some trades, I would be absolutely stunned. And that's when I think some real questions are going to start coming out.
No, you don't. Look, I'm a master of if they. I need you to tell me that if they don't make some moves by the trade deadline,
Todd Zalecki of MLB.com.
is going to write some nasty stuff.
Oh, we'll definitely be asking questions about how
I didn't say ask. I want answers.
Right,
not
we'll be
questions.
Writing about it, Angelo. Believe me, we've been writing about how bad this team has been, all year long.
That sounds like a threat to you, Al. Is that a threat?
If that doesn't happen, I want you to come on and scream at Angelo.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Todd Zalecki, I'm holding you to that threat.
If they do not make trades, Angelo, if Pat Neshek is on this team on August 1st, something very much went wrong. There's no doubt about it.
Todd Zalecki.
Will you eat a shoe with Tabasco sauce on it?
I'm no Jim Salisbury.
I'll get a soft one. Anyway, thank you, Todd.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.